can make full-time income, or number two, it can be a side hustle for your business, just a side hustle for yourself. Maybe you just want to work with brands to get free clothing. You will grow, and so will your content, and so will your influence. So as you grow on Instagram, as you grow in your niche, whatever you pick, so will your influence, and so will people as they get inspired from you. What is up, everybody, and welcome to Start Your Influence Podcast. This is Valerie, founder of Instagram Marketing 101, influencer and social media expert. Super excited to have you here today. This is a place where you can learn how to grow your social media, become an influencer, and stop wasting time on these platforms and actually monetize them. Today, we're going to dive deep into an amazing topic and maybe something that you have been thinking about or doubting yourself in. And this podcast episode is specifically on why you need to become an influencer. It is such a powerful tool. We're going to talk about the details today, the five reasons why. We're going to go in detail, and you can just think for yourself if this is the path you want to take, and maybe this will be a clear path, and maybe this will show you that this is the way you need to go, and maybe even motivate you if you feel like discouraged, overwhelmed with your Instagram platform, with growing content creation. Then this can motivate you to go further and really help you see the end result, because we're all doing this for a reason. We all have a specific goal that we have for ourselves, whether it is monetizing your Instagram, making specific income, or maybe it is influencing a certain amount of people. Whatever it is, I know some girls in my marketing, Instagram Marketing 101 course have a goal to work with specific brands like Nike or Revolve, and that's their goal. Maybe that is something you are aspiring to, and that's why you're here listening, wanting to grow your Instagram. So I hope this inspires you. So listen up. This is definitely for you, and this podcast episode will help you in that process. And once again, this podcast episode is brought to you by Instagram Marketing 101, which is a program that takes you step by step to growing your account and thousands of followers, and also making money becoming an influencer on Instagram. And a lot of people are seeing results and super excited that we have amazing updates in the program. We have Savannah, who has grown 20,000 followers in the last 2 months, which I'm super excited for, and amazing results from girls who are making brand collaborations happen. They're earning money off posts on Instagram. So super excited to announce that that is happening inside the program. It is amazing. That is pretty much a community of those who want to grow and really learn the right way instead of wasting their time and learning themselves. So just a little recap of what's happening inside the program for you guys. And of course, if you are interested, go ahead and click the link in the description of this podcast episode, because this is a place that you may be interested in joining and being a community of people who are learning and becoming influencers and monetizing their Instagram, their businesses, and their personal brands. Now let's go ahead and jump into why you need to become an influencer. Maybe you have been thinking about it, and this is your sign. So the number one reason why you need to become an influencer is to get paid for your social media presence. Now, this is probably one of the biggest reasons and desires for most people when they want to grow their Instagram accounts, and I totally understand. Honestly, my favorite part is receiving that PayPal notification, and it says you have $500 from this and that company, and it's amazing because it's like, okay, I just earned $500 for my Instagram post, and you actually see that monetization of your account, and that is amazing. Especially when you're not just receiving some kind of products on Instagram, but you're actually getting paid something that can actually, you know, this is just a little example that I like to use when people talk about likes on Instagram, and it's like, are likes important or something else? And I always say that likes cannot pay for your bills, right? So it's a lot more important to be monetizing your Instagram, to be earning money, and that's gonna pay your bills. So that is amazing. And honestly, I just wanna tell you that it's 100% possible to make money on Instagram. And I have many podcast episodes before this on how to actually monetize, how to get paid, what kind of methods there are, because just a little FYI, Instagram doesn't work like YouTube, for example, where YouTube pays its creators from the ads that go ahead and pop up in front of their videos. So you get like monthly payments from YouTube, but that is not how Instagram works. Instagram doesn't pay any of their influencers. It does not actually give them money for just posting. The only way that it can work is when you are posting ads for brands, for clothing, whatever company you're working with, they pay you money, but it's not Instagram. It's just the company that you're advertising that pays you that money, that compensation for your post, for your stories, for the videos that you create for them. So that is how Instagram monetization works, and it's so possible. I personally have seen students of mine who only have 1,500 followers get paid collaborations. Of course, they're not in thousands of dollars. This is about from $50 to $100 per post, but that is still real money that you can make on Instagram, and I think it's so powerful. Like, if you aren't monetizing your Instagram, then you're missing out on a big part of the reason why you are what you're doing, right? So you don't want to just hustle on Instagram without getting paid for your work, and just not actually receiving that. You know, it's a great feeling when you're getting paid. So, and I'm sure that it's great for you because you can use that money somewhere else in your life, whether it is a side income or full time. So, for example, I make money on my Instagram account, on my other social media platforms as well, on TikTok, and that is my full-time income, and it can become your full-time income. Or if you are possibly already full-time employed somewhere and you're like, hey, I want to just have a side hustle, or maybe you have a product you want to sell on Instagram, this is an amazing opportunity, especially if you're an entrepreneur and maybe you have a service that you provide. Maybe you're a photographer, maybe you're a makeup artist, or you have like some kind of clothing brand that you're selling, or candles, for example, whatever product you have in mind. Even if you don't even have it created right now, it's amazing how Instagram can help you sell that, and you can make such good profit, and Instagram can be your platform. And of course, being an influencer, people will buy from you because they are dedicated followers, they are loyal, and they are interested in what you provide, what kind of things you use yourself. So people will be interested to buy. So again, number one reason why you need to become an Instagram influencer is to get paid for your social media presence. Number one, you can make full-time income, or number two, it can be a side hustle for your business, just a side hustle for yourself. Maybe you just want to work with brands, get free clothing, save money on clothing, and I'll talk about that a little bit later in today's podcast episode about how to work with brands for free clothes, free products. But definitely, number one reason to become an influencer is to make money on Instagram, and I'm 100% sure that you can do that. I have seen many students do that, and I've done it myself, and I actually make full-time income from this platform. So I just want to encourage you and tell you that it is an amazing way to make money, especially if you are an entrepreneur. If you have that spirit to hustle, you can 100% do it. Number two, and the second reason why you need to become an Instagram influencer, is to be your own boss. Now, I know that we probably have a lot of boss babes on this podcast. You're probably listening and you are like, okay, I am a hustler, I'm ready to learn, and I love the idea of being your own boss. Or maybe you're tired of having bosses boss you around and you're not happy with where you are in life, or maybe you want to go this route because you see freedom for your lifestyle. And I just want to tell you 100%, you get to plan your own schedule, you get to be your own boss. There's nobody who is really on top of you except for yourself. So when it comes to planning your content, when it comes to booking brand collaborations, it is up to you when you want to maybe accept a brand or not. Sometimes I don't take brands, even though they give me a proposal. I'm like, hey, I actually don't have enough time for this much work this month. So you can decline brands once you're at that level as an influencer. So it's really amazing. And I totally plan my weekends out with my friends, myself. I can, for example, work all week on Friday, Saturday. I can take that day off to go do something and then again plan my schedule to put my work in specific days. So that's how it works. Pretty much when it comes to content creation for brands, they give you deadlines that you need to deliver content. For example, if we're delivering content in the month of November, a brand can be like, hey, so we need this post by November 20th and the stories by November 25th. So you just need to plan your content out for your post to come out before that deadline. And that's pretty much how it works when it comes to micromanagement in Instagram influencing. And you are your own boss. It's really amazing. If you have never felt that before, I highly encourage you to take that step in influencing so that you can feel that amazing way of just planning yourself, your whole entire calendar out yourself, and having time on your hands and just being your own boss. It's really awesome. And I'm sure that if you're a hustler, you're a boss babe, you're like, yes, that is one of the reasons why I want to do that myself. So I want to encourage you. I do that myself. That's how my lifestyle works. I'm my own boss and I consider myself a boss babe. I think I hustle a lot and it's awesome. And I enjoy it a lot. Like, it's pretty much one of the biggest reasons I enjoy it as well. Of course, getting paid is one of the first ones, but I really enjoy making my own schedule. I actually, if you guys ever seen my transformations, I started off with 2 part-time jobs and I was also a full-time student. So I know how it is to have a really rough schedule, to have no time for anything, because for me, I had to have classes to finish and I also had 2 jobs that I was working. And it's really hard to balance and it's just so stressful. So in case you are going through that, in case you are maybe battling with school and trying to grow your Instagram, or having kids and also trying to find time for yourself, or a job that's full-time and you're like, man, how do I even find time for Instagram? But let me tell you, a couple hours a day, I'm sure you can find them, because if you can find an hour or two for Netflix or Instagram just to stalk people or other things, you can find time for yourself. You just need to prioritize in your life where you want to be. And so just take out maybe an hour a week if you don't have an hour a day, and take that time to study Instagram, to study Instagram marketing and grow your account, because that will help you grow. Or take my program and that will help you even more, because you will not have to take 2 years to get results, but you can get them in 2 months with my program. That's pretty much why I created it, because it took me about 2 years to really understand how Instagram works, to really get results. And I could have gotten them faster if I ever had a coach, a mentor, or program that I have taken that was clear and had a step-by-step guide. Now, number 3, getting free products and services. Y'all, this is amazing as well. Like, I'm super obsessed with pretty much all of these reasons because I think they're amazing. And honestly, when I first started off on Instagram, this was probably the most common way that I would work with brands, is with free products. And I do recommend, if you're starting off, to start off with free products if you can, and because it's just going to help you build your portfolio. So then you have work that you can show to other brands, be like, hey, I've done these pictures, these posts for this brand, so they will want to hire you. But it is amazing. So fun fact, if you see my Instagram posts or my TikToks, for example, all the clothing that I wear is free. So I do not pay for my clothes, because there's no need to do that when you are an influencer. I've worked with brands like Lulu's. I've worked with brands like Shein, with PLT, Pretty Little Thing, with Boohoo, and You guys, there's no need for you to be wasting or spending time and money on clothes. And all of that is given to you for free when you're an influencer. So when it comes to other products, it's the same exact way. If you need shampoo, for example, you can contact a brand that you like, or maybe find them on third-party sites and you can work with them and get that product, especially if you have a baby, for example, like kids. Amazing products out there who, with these brands, they need influencers to advertise their products, and you can get them for free. So I think it's amazing. And of course, you're really not getting them for just free. You know, there's no such thing as free, there's a saying, and there's no such thing as free lunch, because you probably will need to work for that 100%. You need to advertise, promote that brand on Instagram, or sometimes you just need to create some content for them. I work with certain brands, and all I have to do is like take a couple pictures and send it to them, and they use that for their marketing. So that is an example, but you will need to work for that free product, but it is free. You don't have to spend any monetary compensation investment onto these items. So definitely a reason to become an influencer. If you are simply doing this as a side hustle, like even if you're getting products for free, that's still an amazing reason to become an influencer, grow your account, grow your business account. It's really a benefit that will actually change and impact your life, because when you're not paying for these items, for example, I'm not sure exactly how much, you know, you're spending money on clothes, for example. Maybe it's $2,000, $5,000 a year or more, $10,000, then you're saving that money, you know, on your clothes that you don't really need to spend, and you can invest that into your car, into your house, and your bills, and it's really awesome. So I recommend getting free products and services for your posts on Instagram, and it's amazing as an influencer. So that is a reason that you need to become an influencer, and I encourage you to at least try this out. You know, what's the worst that can happen when you become an influencer? Like, you can try it out, you can invest your time, gain 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 followers, work with brands, get paid for it, and if it's really not gonna work for you, you're at least, you know, that you have tried this path. So, and I'm sure that you're gonna love it. Like, what is there not to love about getting paid for social media posts, being your own boss, and getting your own free products? So I think it's amazing, and I'm proof that it can happen to you. From zero to 60,000 followers, where I am today, you can make all of this happen, and it's definitely a good reason to become an influencer. Now, fourth reason to become an Instagram influencer is to get satisfaction from inspiring others. Now, this week I finished a masterclass where we had more than 2,000 people show up live, and they're from all over the world. They're learning, and I inspired them, and that inspired me. So you guys, we had more than like 100 story reposts on my own story that I reposted from the students and those who came out to the masterclass, and that for me is such an inspiration to just see people being impacted by my material, by my tips and tricks. And it's so powerful, honestly. It's also amazing to just see how you can impact people's lives, really, truly be a respected influencer. Like, being an influencer is not just cute posts on Instagram and like a super awesome lifestyle that isn't real. A lot of influencers' lifestyles aren't real. That's not their real life. Reality doesn't look like that. So, like, honestly, being somebody who's realistic, who's there to help people, is so amazing. So if you are maybe debating where you want to go in influencing, like what kind of blogger you want to be, I encourage you to just be somebody who, even if it's in fashion or fitness, be somebody who inspires others. You know, with your journey, with your transformation, with your knowledge, whatever you can give people, it's going to be amazing. And even if you're not an expert in anything right now, just start, for example, doing what you enjoy. So maybe you enjoy art and you're not that great, but you really enjoy it. Start creating art, start giving people tips, and you will grow, and so will your content, and so will your influence. So as you grow on Instagram, as you grow in your niche, whatever you pick, so will your influence, and so will people as they get inspired from you. So it's really important. So when I first started off on Instagram, I remember 2 years ago, I started off after having knowledge from about a couple workshops on Instagram. I did have knowledge and I took, marketing classes in my university, of course, and I do have a bachelor's in business marketing. But my expertise wasn't as great as it is today, right? In 2 years forward. But I did start off back then giving people some kind of tips, starting them on this journey of Instagram growth, and I still gave people advice, you know? So even if you don't feel like you're the best, you know, fashion blogger out there, still start posting fashion content, still post outfit ideas. Do not get discouraged by the fact that you're a beginner or the fact that you're just starting off and you only have 20 likes on your post. That's okay, because if you don't start at all, you're never going to be in a place where you get 2,000 likes and you have 50,000 followers. So you're just not going to get there simply because you never started. So I just want to encourage you to start and have that be the beginning for the inspiration that you will have and the impact that you will have further on. So far, we talked about getting paid for social media presence, being your own boss, number two, number three, getting free products, and number four, being satisfied from inspiring others. It's amazing. So these are just four of the reasons why you need to become an influencer. Let's go ahead and get into our last reason and really inspiration for you to get started, to continue doing what you're doing, and to remember the goal that's in front of you. Now, number five is to work from anywhere. So in the beginning of the coronavirus, I started off working from home, and you guys, I didn't have one problem being an influencer. There was no such thing as not working for 2 months. I did not go into lockdown. I didn't have to leave an office space. My job did not get canceled or unemployment didn't ever happen to me. Why? Because I work from anywhere. I can literally work from home. I can work from Hawaii. I can work from Moscow, Russia, or I can work from any part of the country in USA. Because being an influencer is not something that has you booked or, you know, stuck to any location, if that makes sense. So you can work from anywhere. All you need is a phone and maybe a laptop if you want to, if you feel more comfortable working with a laptop. It's so easy and it's amazing, you guys. And let me tell you, if you have some kind of doubts in your head, oh, you know, I need a camera or I need some kind of lighting or anything like that, let me tell you, that is just an excuse and a myth that maybe you weren't aware of, but you don't need these super expensive devices, super expensive equipment to actually get started and work from anywhere. So encouraging you to get started, because with influencing, you can work from anywhere. And let me tell you guys, during coronavirus, during those 3 months where everything was on lockdown, I had amazing workflow. I had brands working with me like I never had before, because Instagram marketing is super powerful, especially during coronavirus when people were sitting at home. Brands wanted to advertise from influencers. Influencers were super powerful because they were those who were advertising to these people who are at home. So brands wanted to work with these influencers during coronavirus. People were not driving. People were not looking at billboards, right, for advertising. People were sitting at home on their phones and on their TVs, on their laptops. And that's the perfect place where influencers could impact, and brands wanted to work with us. So just an FYI, even during coronavirus, I was able to work my best months, and I had so many jobs. I was hustling from home, from anywhere, creating content and making money. So encouragement to you that you can work from anywhere. And also a little tip for me, you can work with anything. So whatever phone you have, you can work with it. There are bloggers who create beautiful content just using their iPhones. The only reason I use my camera is because I was a photographer for a couple years doing full-time photography part-time photography. I did weddings, I did engagement shoots, seniors, family photo shoots, and I have that knowledge, and I use my camera because I was a photographer. But if you don't have a camera, it's really not a big deal. It's not an investment that is mandatory. Of course, if you prefer that, you can go ahead and do that as well. But even, for example, this is really interesting. Let me tell you guys a story. I work with Boohoo, and I recently got a manager from there who works with me. My manager, she emailed me. She's like, hey, we actually would like more of like street style photos that are similar to iPhone photos. And I'm like, that's crazy because it's an amazing brand. It's huge, but they are asking for more of that street style iPhone photography, which is cool because I can achieve that using my iPhone or my camera. But can you imagine the fact that even brands are asking for these iPhone kind of photos? So really, you do not need the best camera equipment. Even brands don't require that. Literally, Boohoo emailed me and said that they don't require a camera. So like, if that's stopping you, then that's just a myth. And I just gave you a real life example of the fact that you don't need the best gear to start on Instagram, and you can work from anywhere. So just a little, I hope this like opens your eyes to the opportunity from maybe what's stopping you, and that you need to hustle and you need to get out there and really go ahead and pursue that dream life that you want, that working with brands, that one brand that you want to work with, and you can achieve that. And I want you to get started, because number one, let's recap why you need to become an influencer is because you will get paid for your social media posts, your presence. Number two, you will be your own boss. Number three, you will get free products and services. Number four, you'll be satisfied from inspiring others. That will keep you going and motivated. And number five, or last reason, you can work from anywhere and it doesn't require the best equipment. So I hope this can really open your eyes, hoping this can inspire you to take that step forward and really take this seriously. And also, you know, you're responsible for your life, to take action for your dreams. If you want them to happen, everything is in your hands, and also not just in your hands, but I am giving you all the information to do so, especially in my program. I'm leading you step by step, guiding you how to get these results that you want, and there's nothing that can stop you from that. Also, if you are maybe doubting something about my program as well, there's a 30-day back guarantee. If you did not know, inside Instagram Marketing 101, if you aren't satisfied or if the program doesn't help you, you can get a refund. Because the only reason I'm doing this for you guys, the only reason I'm actually creating and made that course for you guys, the program, is so that you can actually get success and get those results and grow. If you're not growing, I don't want you to even take that course or invest into it. So just a little FYI for you, wanted to encourage you, and I hope you can take away something from this episode and maybe be like, hey, I'm starting now and I'm going to be consistent this week, this month, this year, and change something in your life, in your habits, in your goals for Instagram. I hope this podcast episode was useful. If you found this interesting, maybe you want to share this with a friend, go ahead and take a screenshot of this podcast episode, share it on your stories, and tag me at Valerie Lisitsina. I know I would love to repost and give you a mini shout out from my end as well. Again, I hope to see you inside Instagram Marketing 101, my course program that can help you grow your Instagram and become an influencer and make money on Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate your time. It means so much to me that you have invested and listened till the end. I just want to give back to you with all this material. Go ahead and listen to my other podcast episodes if you want to. Instagram, my YouTube channel has lots of tips for you. And of course, you can find all those links on my Instagram. DM me if you can't find anything. I'd love to help you out. And I hope to see you in the next podcast episode.